This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
The status quo discourse says there is something fundamentally wrong with sex. We live in a world of conversations attempting to control the source human instinct, the power to procreate. Welcome to Sex and the Divine Design with your host, Mookie Okon. It is the original divine design that ensures the continuation of life. Get ready for an enlightened discussion. Now, here is Mookie Okon.
Welcome back to the latest edition of Sex and the Divine Design. I'm your host, Mookie Okon, also known as your orgasm's best friend, and yes, I am here in Australia. I'm here in Ballina, in fact. That's just south of Byron Bay, for those of you who know where Byron Bay is, the most easterly point in Australia. Today I'm going to be sharing and focusing on feminine beauty, in the context of our capacity to be just like an orgasmic ocean. I've been traveling since early October on an extraordinary ceremonial medicine journey. I know some of you have heard the interviews with Moi Wai and a great interview with Mihirangi. Now, Mihirangi created the theme music for Sex and the Divine Design, and I wish her all the best. I hope that this evening she has won New Zealand's Got Talent, because she certainly deserves it. She's an extraordinary musician. And then here I am in Australia, coming towards the end of an extraordinary journey. Now, the next New Zealand ceremonial medicine journey is going to be February the 17th till March the 4th in 2014. It really was an extraordinary, extraordinary healing ceremony and journey for every person that was part of the ceremonies, part of hosting us. And I especially thank all of the Maori elders who welcomed us with open arms and shared so generously with all of us. So here I am in Ballina, and I wanted to focus on the beauty of the feminine, because so many women seem to have it in their mind that it's not easy to orgasm. So I'd like to begin by sharing this little, well, it's not a verse, it's just a writing about the feminine. We are simply being the feminine. We have chosen. We choose new freedom in every instant. We are the infinite heart womb, the womb heart space of surrender to the naked pleasure of eternal grace, alive with goddess power. Open, magnetic, fertile, irresistible, death bringers. We are fed, replenished, inspired by the ebb and flow, the sacred, the waters of life and love. In three words, pussy, power, ecstatics. Now that came to me in a particular method of sharing with a group of women called grandmothering. And so we were grandmothering the term feminine. And so in the publication Feminine Beauty, which I have available at thepussytalks.com, I've also written this, and this is about the feminine. This is about you. This is about you for all the women who are listening right now. The feminine is presence, the joy of being in a state of inner connection, surrendering to the divinity of your life force energy and your unlimited capacity to express your brilliance in the world. Adding your radiant light to the world, being in a state of pleasurable learning and orgasticness. A woman's body is the mystery and wisdom of the feminine. The body is wise. It is the greatest miracle of life. It is the temple, the treasure house of the divine. There is nothing so complex, nothing so subtle as the body. As a single atom contains all the secrets of matter, the body contains all the secrets of the universe. Surrender to the wisdom of the body. Be receptive to its rhythms. Body is natural and belongs to nature. Make friends with your feminine form. Become deeply acquainted with your body wisdom. Your body is the gateway to orgasm and orgasmic experience into the realms of other dimensions. Being in harmony with your orgasmic nature as a woman is completely natural. How can you enjoy your full orgasmic capacity? Allow more restfulness and relaxation. Allow your body to follow its own wisdom and rhythm. Be in a state of relaxed awareness and you will be orgasmic, streaming, flowing. When you're receptive and relaxed, there's always a subtle feeling of joy streaming through you. You are vibrantly alive, peace as life essence saturates you. Body, emotions, mind, spirit, soul, are all different wavelengths and rhythms of your life force energy. The infinite abundant pleasure of your life force, feel it, listen, cultivate it, enjoy, strengthen, nurture, express it in every moment. Your whole body is an infinite orgasmic wave, an orgasmic ocean. This is the feminine. The expression of the divine design embodying oneness. And so one of the things that's really important for our health and well-being as a woman, and of course for men too, but I'm going to focus on women today, is understanding the role of our sexual energy in our health and well-being. And so if we just look at the elements of creation and how they're mirrored inside of us, we can see that the waters are our emotions flowing, us, energy in motion. And when I look at the energy of orgasm, orgasm is the water of life that replenishes the gardens of the temple. It's the state of being that arises naturally through relaxation in sex, an electromagnetic streaming within the core of the body. So there's nothing to demand, nothing to expect, and nothing to chase after. So if you just imagine for a moment, rather than striving and squeezing and trying to get an orgasm, orgasm is really about surrendering to your pure energy in motion, completely letting go and allowing your energy to flow from the tips of your toes to the top of your head, all the way through. You know, when we're able to surrender to the pleasure of being in our physical body as a woman, it helps us to be in touch with what's going on in the body right now. So rather than trying to get an orgasm by shutting down through squeezing and using lots of tension, the more we can relax and open, the more receptive we are to the feelings that are generated normally, like just usually they're present in the body with or without another human being present. So to be in alignment with the elements of water that's flowing through our body, we need to surrender to the sensation and to the orgasmic flow that's naturally there. And when we look at the element of earth, the element of earth is one of the sacred elements of creation. That is our physical structure. It's our presence. It's our presence in the physical body. And so often we can be, as women, distracted, concerned with that list. You know, we're always doing, doing, doing. How often do you take time off simply to be in the physical, be in your body? You know, sex is the energy of life expressed through us as our aliveness, our joy, and our vitality. It is a state of inner connection, gathering at the one point. You know, the one point's 2 to 3 fingers below the navel. It's our center of gravity as a human being. And so we can gather all of our focus and all of our energy and be grounded in the one point. Then we have an opportunity. I describe it as gathering in, imploding in to explode back out. So there's an oceanic awakening of experience, an oceanic awakening of being. So you see, when we're able to be fully present and connected to our entire physical structure, to our breasts, our belly, to all of the genital area, the whole body can then become our pussy space. I love to say that to women, especially as you know, I'm dedicated to the pussy talks. So here in the West, or in the element of, with the element of earth, we are always being challenged every moment, every waking moment, to be in connection, be at home in this physical body. And so when we look at, well, the whole picture of orgasm and health and well-being, you know, even all of the science people and medical people know that orgasm, when it flushes through the body, flushes out all of the toxins on a cellular level. It's even described as being healing for people with all those autoimmune diseases and arthritis and all of those diseases where the body is attacking itself. So the place of the physical body is exceptionally important to us as women, especially as our hormones rule our experience so much. So when we're able to have balanced endocrine flows of the hormonal secretions, when they're in balance, then we have lots of energy and lots of vitality, and it's orgasm that helps to keep everything flowing and fluid and on track. Have you ever had those orgasms when it's been, you know, you've just wanted to release a bit of tension, or your partner's wanted to release a bit of tension, and so there might be a little friction on the clitoris, like someone's trying to rub it out. Oh, that's a trip. And then there's a little poof, and it's over. So when we're able to be totally at home in our physical body, then we can allow ourselves to charge and charge and charge and charge and charge and charge. And so our discharge can be at least as equal to our charge. And this is not charging through friction and tension. This is charging through your presence with yourself. And when we are supported by a partner, you know, the physical body is such a wonder. It's such an extraordinary instrument. It's such an extraordinary gift of the divine, and I always give thanks that I am in a woman's body. So what's one of the things that gets in the way most commonly for us as women? Well, let's look at the element of air. You know, that's our mental aspect. It's the mind. And this is the place where we can become deeply acquainted with sex. We can be completely orgastic. You know, Wilhelm Reich described orgasticness as the free flow of biological energy, unimpeded, unrestricted. So it's our natural biological energy flowing. So our mind is either using that energy, the element of air, our mental aspect, to connect or to separate, to connect to everything, to the everything, to connect to all human beings, to connect to all forms of life. Or we're using our mind through our thinking and our inner dialogue to separate, to be criticizing ourselves. You know, we're our own worst enemies, and especially in regard to sex and sexuality. So many women tell me that, first of all, they've never had an orgasm, or it's never looked like anything that they've seen in movies or on the TV, or also that they don't feel there's numbness in the body. And so frequently, that's just a result of being focused in the head and on the thoughts, rather than being focused in on what's happening in the body and the sensations in the body. And then there's an extraordinary gift for us. You know, we have the senses, the sense of sight, the sense of hearing, touch, taste, and smell. And we have the gift of being able to extend the range of each of those senses tremendously through a variety of traditional practices, but even through presence in sex. But then there's a whole other layer of experience which is not dependent on the senses, and that's that inner space within. So a lot of the practices, such as pranayama in the yogic disciplines, help one to start to access, experience intense, powerful, orgastic experience beyond the range of the senses. That's the space within. And so this place of the mind is an extraordinarily powerful doorway also. It's a doorway of awareness into presence in the physical body, and it leads to our capacity to surrender to the divine design. So often our thinking so takes us out of an experience, an intimate sexual experience especially, but it also takes us away, our mind can lead us away from orgasm. And I don't mean just like a one-off little friction, tension release orgasm. I mean going into those more intense, longer experiences in sex. You know, one of my prescriptions, I call it the Mookie prescription, is to go with your partner or a partner, someone you make an agreement with to do this, to go stay somewhere away from your everyday life for 3 days. No computers, no TV, forget about your cell phones, and just be in a sexual space with one another. Now, this doesn't have anything to do with, say, if you're with a man, that he has an erection for all of that time. But the more that you stay connected and inquisitive and exploring and then sleeping when you need to and being awake and connecting in between. Now, I forgot to mention, take all your food and water in there too. You don't want to be going out to restaurants. Just to have essential sexual intimate experience with no distractions is a completely magical, magical gateway. I have to highly, highly recommend it. So it will certainly help you to develop awareness of your orgasmic states, awareness of your interconnection to all forms of life and especially to your partner. So let's take a little look at the element of fire. I always relate to the element of fire as that place within. That place within me as a woman that is my unlimited capacity. No, it's my unlimited capacity for intensity, for creativity, for birthing. It really is my creativity, my originality, which is in my love making, but also in all aspects of my life and my being. It's how I do my interior decoration wherever I go. I love that. Even if I step into a temporary space, such as on the ceremonial medicine journey, there are certain little items that I like to put out that I call interior decoration. So this place of the fire, you know, fire doesn't burn in the same place twice. Fire is always wanting to grow and expand. And if you split fire in two, you end up with more fire, not less. So I always enjoy feeling and freeing the raw power of my life force, of the life force, for birthing my creativity with my lover, my creativity in the artwork that I do on the computer, my creativity in just how I have my bedroom, you know. It's pretty exciting. I love to shift and change it around. But also, this is the place where, in the place of our fire, where we contribute our unique vision to the planet, our unique vision and light into the world. Being the one. What are you the one for? Being the one that only you can give on the planet. So it really is. The fire is expressing our brilliance in the world brilliantly. It's our capacity to just flame on and share the gift that we're each here to give. That's why I love the place of the fire. It's a spiritual aspect for us as human beings. So rather than trying to think stuff out and plan it all out in detail, I mean, that's useful for definitely for certain activities, but when we're trying to think out the details of our life and the think out, should I do this, should I not, you know, we're really bypassing our capacity for our natural spiritual connection to the things that turn us on in life, the things that get our passion switched on and turned on. And I know that, you know, our capacity for orgasm as women can certainly feed that fire within each and every one of us. You know, I love the saying that Napoleon Hill has in his book, Think and Grow Rich. Sex energy is the creative energy of all geniuses. And, you know, he wrote that a very long time ago, but for thousands and thousands of years, there are many traditions from many different cultures that express this same principle, that sex energy is the creative energy. It is the energy that gets us up every morning. And so I'm going to share a little bit more after the break, but I wanted to let you know, right now, I'm just so thrilled with this, just that my executive producer, John Missel, you know, we've just been communicating via email since I've been on my travels, let me know that the last data count for Sex and the Divine Design is over 200,000 listeners or people downloading the podcast. You know you can get all of the podcasts completely free, but I need your help to keep this program going. You can go to www.thepussytalks.com and you'll see there's a donate button there if you want to donate to keep this program going specifically. And you can be mentioned or not on my website. I can mention you on my radio show too. But you can go to that website and make that contribution. It was so cool. I have people coming up to me here and there. I don't know, wherever I'm traveling and saying, Mookie, I'm listening to all of the radio shows. And, you know, my intention is to have and share really top class quality information and education about sexuality in relationship to the divine design. So you can go to www.thepussytalks.com. And now I love the books that I have there, Feminine Beauty and then also Masculine Power. Now, Feminine Beauty are all of the photographs that I've taken of different genital anatomy types of women. It's extraordinary. It's totally educational. And because it's the cosmetic surgery that's becoming the latest and greatest in the Western world, it's really important for all women, and especially our young women, to see that there are different anatomy types, that it's very, very natural. Some women have long lips, some women have barely any lips, and we're all different inside. So this is definitely part of our feminine beauty, of our incredible variety and distinctions as women. So please email me at info@thepussytalks.com. If you've got, I would love to hear from you. Any comments about the show, you can post on iTunes and let people know how you're enjoying the show. And I'd love to hear from you. That's the bottom line. So right now you're tuned into Mookie Okan, your orgasm's best friend, on Sex and the Divine Design. It's a special edition and I'm sharing about feminine beauty. I'll be back after the break.
What's going on behind the scenes with your favorite Voice America show or host? For the latest news, visit the iRadio blog at iradioblog.com.
Go to www.thepussytalks.com now for your programs and services. Begin your journey. Enrich your world and your sexual well-being. It's the shortcut to success, sexual energy mastery, and beyond. Do it now. Mookie is waiting for you. And if you want sexual well-being for humanity too, you're invited to contribute your unique skills to this private, non-profit foundation. We need volunteers and interns for research, multimedia, admin, and more. Go to www.thepussytalks.com now. Humanity needs you.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Tune in to the Voice America Variety Channel on the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Voice America Variety broadcasts a diverse array of topics, reaching a global community. Our experts come from all walks of life, and the topics they discuss are everything from current events, arts and entertainment, leadership, parenting, relationships, self-improvement, career advice, and a variety of other topics. Check us out today. You're sure to find something of interest. Voice America Variety. Talk on today's hot topics.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
You are listening to Sex and the Divine Design with Muki Okon. If you have a question or comment about today's program, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@thepussytalks.com. Now, back to Sex and the Divine Design.
Welcome back to Sex and the Divine Design. This is your host, Muki Okon, your orgasm's best friend. And it's a special edition, and I'm just sharing different inspirations about feminine beauty and our capacity as an extraordinary orgasmic ocean. And I wanted to let you know about the ceremonial medicine journey that's going to happen in 2014, because there was so much Shakti magic and Shakti healing in the one that we just completed. So it's February 17th to March the 4th, 2014, and our little bus is going to fill up quick. So if you want to get on the bus this time, don't hesitate. Email me at info@thepussytalks.com. Also, if you want to see this show continue with over 200,000 listeners, you can donate at the website www.thepussytalks.com. Even as little as $3 will make all of the difference to have this show continue. So one of the interesting aspects about sex, I like to call it, well, the art of sex. There's a particular principle I'd love to share with you, and I refer to it as the art of generative sex, going or evolving from doing to being and bringing some intelligence to our view of sex. So often, and this is so true for us as women also, the typical extroverted, goal-oriented routine and biological approach, you know, when you just got to have it and get it and all that, you know, we women go through that too. And biological approach to sex results in tension, holding on, you know, blocking down that energy, thinking we're feeling more. It results in congestion, so rather than flow in the body, it's blocked again, and lack of feeling, and then creating armoring, like numbing out, actually creating plates of numbness throughout our body. So lifetime habits of compressing sexual energy and forcing a fixed route limit our body experience. So what I mean by, if we're always, well, we always have some kind of pattern in our sexual expression and our sexual experiences. If we're doing the same thing or doing the same pattern over any length of time, really, we're going to limit how our natural life force energy can move in the body. And it can even become a lifetime habit. And so we can even lose interest in connecting to our sexual life force energy. So the more relaxed and open we can be, this is really a key, especially for women. The more relaxed, the more that you give yourself time to open and be receptive, completely letting go of the outcome of striving for orgasm or any particular outcome, then you're naturally going to be expansive. Your naturally expansive sexual energy will have an opportunity to move freely, flooding the body. And I know that there's lots of listeners out there that have had that experience. Surprisingly, when you relax and when you just use your awareness to connect into your body presence, your whole energy of the body floods through the whole body. Pretty extraordinary, very powerful. So then orgasmic biological ecstasy spontaneously arises effortlessly. So our natural biological energy flows with quite strong intensity when we relax, when we're open, when we're receptive. So can you imagine right now being orgasmic as well as having orgasms? Being orgasmic, whether you're in a sexual experience or not. You know, being orgasmic, being turned on when you're creating. It could be creating your art. It could be creating your music. It could be creating your business, actually out in the world. It could be creating your children, creating something extraordinary for your family. So that orgasmic, orgastic feeling, just being that and expressing that. That's what I call the art of generative sex. Traveling, evolving, moving, shifting from doing to being. And now this is a very important key to the power of polarity, the difference between the masculine and feminine. You know, we have both masculine and feminine aspects within us. And thousands of years of different traditions have defined and distinguished characteristics of the masculine and feminine. But you know, in the male body, the positive dynamic pole, as in electricity, is in the genital area, and the receptive negative pole is in the chest and heart area. But for us women, our positive pole is the breast and heart area, all of the upper part of our body. And the receptive negative pole, as in electricity, as an electromagnetic force, is our genital area. So when we allow ourselves the pleasure of connecting to our own positive pole, to the whole breast and the throat area and down the sides of our neck and our face and the line where the hair meets the forehead, you know, when we're touched and caressed so that our positive pole completely fills up and flames on. You know, we can orgasm just from the most gentle, focused caresses around our breast area. I don't mean just tweaking and pulling on the nipples or anything like that, but even from having our breasts gently lifted, because you know, gravity is always pulling our breasts down. So if we have the opportunity to be touched and caressed and made love to through our entire positive pole, then our natural orgasmic energy overflows down into the genital area, and we can be quite wet without any physical touch in our genital area. So you see, it's got nothing to do for diving to the clitoris, first of all, and using lots of hard friction. Sometimes women will even do that to themselves, thinking or having got into a lifetime habit of using that as a route to orgasm. But you see, we have this beautiful magnetic flow of interconnection that's always present. You could say the less we do, the more we be. And then there's a whole other overlay through our autonomic nervous system, which is connected all the way along through our spinal nerves and the spinal system from our genital area. We're completely wired up through the central nervous system, including the autonomic nervous system, into the brain. So we have three energy flows: Ida, Pingala, and Sushumna. Now, Ida and Pingala both flow from the first chakra point for men and for women. And for us as women, it's the anterior surface of the cervix, at the very opening of the cervix. That's our first chakra point. That's where all our sexual energy is stored. And this is where the flows of life force energy, Ida and Pingala, begin. Now, Ida is the lunar introverting, intuitive energy flow. You know, when we're wanting to do more internal processes or singular activities, it's really good to have Ida flowing. Now, what does that mean? I kind of got a race ahead of myself here. Ida is our lunar flow. It corresponds to the parasympathetic nervous system and pingala, which also emanates at the first chakra point at the cervix for us as women, is the solar flow, or the extroverting flow. It's the one that flows strongest typically when we're in extroverted activities with groups of people or giving a presentation, for instance. Now, the interesting thing is that Ida and Pingala crisscross all the way up the spine and come out at the nostrils. So Ida comes out at the left nostril and Pingala connects to the right nostril. And so roughly every 90 minutes, our nostrils are switching in predominant. That's when we're healthy. That's when we're balanced, when we're in harmony. And so we're switching in predominance from the parasympathetic, the intuitive, introspective side, to the sympathetic, the extroverted, action-oriented side, roughly every 90 minutes. And that's true for every human being. Now, in that moment, when they're going to switch, there's a central flow up through the center of the spinal cord called Sushumna. And so Sushumna flows all the way up from the cervix. In Tantra we call it from Muladhara. Flows all the way up from Muladhara, all the way up into the center of the head, to the top of the spine, to the sixth chakra called Agya. So women, and Naomi Wolf has written an extraordinary book called Vagina, which has all the latest research by scientists that shows how the whole vaginal area, including the cervix, is completely wired into the central nervous system and the autonomic nervous system. So for us women, our awareness of our pussy space so completely dictates all of the hormonal and endocrinal releases and just our feeling of well-being in our everyday life. So that's pretty extraordinary. I think I use that word too much, extraordinary, but you know, that is extraordinary. So with these three nadis emanating in the pelvic floor, well, in the cervix for us as women, this is an exceptionally easy point to access with our awareness. And so right now, you can imagine, this is a little meditation for all of the women who are listening. First of all, you want to sit or lay down comfortably. And you can bring your awareness to the feeling of the breath moving through the nostrils. Awareness of each breath in and out of the nostrils. The sensation of each breath in, the sensation of each breath out. Keeping your awareness following the feeling, the sensation of every breath in and every breath out through the nostrils. And notice how the breath deepens all by itself. And so right now, drop your awareness down to the navel and imagine that you're breathing in and out of the navel directly. Awareness of each breath in and out of the navel. Awareness of every breath in and out of the navel. Noticing a sensation of expansion, your energy expansion, as you breathe in through the navel, and a wave of relaxation moving through as you breathe out through the navel. awareness of every breath in and out of the navel. And now drop your awareness of the breath down to the entrance to the cervix, to the anterior point. That's the forward-facing point at the entrance to the cervix. And imagine you're breathing in and out of this point directly. In Tantra and in yoga, this point is called Muladhara. So right now you're breathing in and out of Muladhara. Feeling the sensation every time you breathe in through Muladhara, the point in the cervix. And as you breathe out through Muladhara, just letting that feeling, that awareness flow anywhere it else it wants to be in the body. Awareness of every breath in and out of Muladhara. Noticing the sensation at the cervix. Letting that feeling relax and flow anywhere it wants to go in the body. Breathing in and out of Muladhara. Now, if there's any men listening, the corresponding point is a point in the perineum. So for the women at the cervix, you're breathing in and out to the entrance of the cervix. And noticing any sensations there. And now letting go of this breath awareness and becoming aware of the whole body. The whole body. The whole physical body, sitting or laying, and coming back into the room. So, what did you notice about that? Bringing your awareness to the cervix. You know, it's an interesting, very, very simple practice to do. There's a energy line also straight up to the heart center from that point in the cervix. So it's a beautiful, simple practice to do when you wake up in the morning, you're just laying in bed, or if you want to energize during the day. I don't know if you noticed the feeling of the energy when you put your mind, your awareness there. That's the key, is developing your awareness of this point. Now, after a period of time, if you do this as a regular awareness practice, you just put your attention there for a moment and it's going to wake up. It's going to be like, I describe it as a little ching, and it shoots all that energy up through the body just by putting your awareness there. Pretty extraordinary. So, imagine feeling this powerful electromagnetic field pulsing within you as the most subtle and intense experience of being alive. Being alive as a woman. This is our capacity for enjoying the pleasure of being in a physical body. And I'm always astonished at just the potency of creation. I call it implosion, explosion. The female egg is the largest cell in the human being. I never knew that till I saw some science show recently. And then the male sperm is the smallest cell. However, I did have a man look that fact up, and there is something that's like millisecond microns smaller than the sperm, but you get the picture. It's exceptionally small. And so the sperm merges with the egg, and when the sperm merges with the egg of the feminine, 23 chromosomes are contributed from both parents. That's amazing. So every single human being is completely unique, a unique blueprint of talents, skills, and abilities never before in this configuration. So sex and orgasm is the medium of life, at play with the archetypal forces of the masculine and feminine. Your body is structured to experience pleasure. Now imagine the pleasure of adding your light, your vision, your contribution to the world. Imagine life education and rites of passage in global community that acknowledges sex energy, the pleasure of the life force, as an expression of our deepest nature and interconnection. It's the most natural, uplifting, healing gift for all humanity, our sex energy. And imagine education and rites of passage that acknowledges that it's a key to the freedom of self-expression and contribution. So, awakening this gift, this capacity for orgasm, will definitely do that cervix awareness breath for all the women there. The healing power of orgasm is a beautiful way to experience more energy, more passion and intimacy and devotion in the life that you're living right now. It doesn't matter if you're with a partner or if you're self-pleasuring, it doesn't matter. Here's a few tips, some parting words here at the end of the program. Slow down, relax, and increase your body awareness. That's number one. Number two, focus on pleasure rather than performance. Number three, increase your awareness of your sexual arousal. And number four, reframe sex as a healing, nurturing act. That's any time you're engaged in a sexual experience with yourself or with another. So I hope you've enjoyed and been inspired by this special edition on feminine beauty. And I look forward to all of the episodes in the coming months. I would love to hear from you. Do email me at info@thepussytalks.com. Let me know how the show is for you. Who's been my most interesting guest or the most interesting topic? Who have you learnt the most from through listening to these podcasts? I would love you to keep sharing these around with your friends. You know, it's completely free to download them as podcasts. Or you can listen to it on Voice America Live anytime. You can listen to it online on Voice America anytime also. And I want you to know, let's see, events coming up in Phoenix in Arizona, December 1st and 2nd. I'm doing a wonderful weekend program for women with Christine Vekin called Orgasm the Gift. Let me know if you would like to attend. You can go to www.thepussytalks.com and register online there. You can also see where the next Kwadoshka programs are on. There's one in January in Phoenix. And then there's a Q1, 2, and 3 in Australia in March, April 2013. Oh, hey, that's just next year. Now, you know, I always love to finish with a quote. And this is from Sri Sundarya Lahari, The Descent. And it's from the commentary by Swami Satyasangananda Saraswati from the Bihar School of Yoga. And this is just the most extraordinary book. You must get it. I so recommend it. And so in part of the commentary, Swami Satsangi says, during the course of evolution, Shakti manifests as a universal mind, or Hiranyagarbha, which means golden womb. She also manifests as the individual mind, which is a part of the universal mind in which it's stored. This golden womb contains the seed of all the individual minds of the universe. Whatever is stored in the mind of every individual is also there. There are two aspects of mind, higher and lower. The lower mind operates through the senses and the higher mind through the self or Atman. Shakti is present in both, but the quantity and quality of her presence differs greatly. When one realizes that Shakti pervades the entire mind and body, which is composed of the elements, ether, air, fire, water, and earth, one wonders at her all-pervasiveness. She is present in all forms and objects. Wherever one looks, her divine presence is there. She has assumed all these forms to help each being in the journey to self-realization. Enjoy your week and come back again for more Sex and the Divine Design.
Thank you again for tuning in. Please join Mukhi Okan for another edition of Sex and the Divine Design next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. We'll see you here next week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the 7th Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit 7thWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.